The topic under discussion was if a man marries a psula, is he permitted to have the Yerushalayim on Shabbos? The Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's mutter. And Rav's yeshiva, they said that Rav held mutter, and Shmuel's yeshiva, they said Shmuel held that's mutter. Okay. So halacha l'maisa, it's mutter. That's the Gemara repeats a few times. Halacha l'maisa, mutter livel be Yerushalayim on Shabbos. Why? Either because it's a dov sheinu miskaven, there could be one or another issue. Could be an issue of dam. Haitzuas adam is chabura. Chabura is malikot l'kula, malikot l'palgol. Kontetesis in the Rishalmi. It's an iser of netilas neshama. Told of shoychet netilas neshama. Going to the other pshat, he's interested in the Pesach. And I said Pesach is either an iser rabbeinu or an iser amakaba patish. Fine. So why should it be mutter? These are the two issues. Why should it be mutter? So you could say there's only an issue with the dam, and he's not interested in the dam. So it's a dam sheni miskaven on the dam. We could say the dam is mifkid pocket. It's only an issue on the Pesach. He's only interested in hanuas atzma. He's not interested in Pesach. Pesach is a dam sheni miskaven. What kind of dam sheni miskaven? Isn't it a psik reishon? Gemara says no. It's possible to do the bir reishon on a psula without making a Pesach and without causing hatzos adam. So it's either mutter because dam sheni miskaven, or the Gemara says how can Rab is going to say it's mutter because of dam sheni miskaven? Rab holds like Reb Yudah, dam sheni miskaven is also. The Gemara says it even according to Reb Yudah, dam sheni miskaven is only awesome in the Rabbanan. That's not awesome in the Torah. That was the premise of Shittas HaTesis. Tesis and Adaf never said it, but it's obvious that they're relying on what they wrote in Yuman and Shabbos. The other Masif, there's dam sheni miskaven in the Reb Yudah on Shabbos. It's only awesome in the Rabbanan. So if you have Ashvuz the shuz b'makam mitzvahs mutter. If it's a dov sheni miskaven plus mekalkel, so ashvuz the shuz b'makam mitzvahs mutter. So Allah halamaisa, we assume that it's mutter. Right.
How come we can assume that Pesach is not an issue within the second version?
What's the second version that was?
The first version assumes that chabur might not be an issue because of down mitzvah pocket.
Right.
How come when we get to the second version, we just forget about Pesach?
I don't know. Maybe that's not enough of a Pesach. I don't know. Maybe Pesach is if you have a bua, so you have a Pesach hasil hachnis alot. Maybe by the psula, maybe it's not a Pesach. I don't know. Maybe by definition, it's not called a Pesach. It's a good question. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't explain what the tzad is. I don't know. So the Gemara was bothered with the kasha and vav and aleph. Rav holds. They quote the name of Rav. Rav holds that it's mutter, and the Gemara thought it's mutter based on dov sheni miskaven as mutter. How can it be? But Rav is the one who says haim sechraisa din azay sasal aduka b'yayim atovlo because dov sheni miskaven is also. Gemara says no, even if the old dov sheni miskaven mutter psik reisha, you're going to squeeze a shmata that's all absorbed with beer, for sure it's going to squeeze out the juice, and that's a psik reisha. Then the Gemara asks, yeah, but we know that Rav holds dov sheni miskaven as mutter. He says beferish dov sheni miskaven as mutter. That's the next kashin. So to that, the Gemara answers, Liolim Rav Ker Abudis Vele, but over here it's Shvuz Dushuz Mokha Mitzvah. It's Dov Shem Miskab Tlalkon. That was the Maskanas HaGemara. So when the Gemara said that, when they first asked the first kashin, how can you think that Rav Al Dov Shem Miskab and his mutter, doesn't he say you're not allowed to put in the Shmata to squeeze it in to hold tight the beer shouldn't leak out. So the Gemara says, no, that's a psik reisha, that's why it's us. What was the issue of squeezing out a shmata that has beer absorbed? So you have the long taisvis that the Rabbeinu Tam and the Sefer Yosher. Rabbeinu Tam wrote a sefer called Sefer Yosher. So in the Sefer Yosher, he has all of his chidush. So they have this in a brief paragraph. They don't have the whole thing like Taisvis has. They have it very bekitzu there. That the Rabbin and Tam pointed out, there are two possible issues in Schita by Beged. One issue with the two different malachas, one issue is Malabain and one issue is Disha. What is Malabain? Malabain is if you have dirty clothing and you wash it and you clean it. In Malabain the Begadim, you make it white. If the clothing is white and it's dirty and then you clean it, becomes white again, that's called Malabain. If the clothing is dyed, and it has dirt on it, then you clean it. It's also malabin. Malabin is not necessarily on white diapers, on white shirts, any clothing that has dirt, and you clean it off, is a malacha of malabin. So what constitutes malabin? So the Gemara in Zvachim has a din. Shviyoso zehu kibusoi. Shviyoso, years ago, when we had babies, that was centuries ago, we had our babies, so we used to use diapers on the baby. Now diapers don't exist, everybody uses Pampers. But years ago, they used to have cloth diapers, so you had to wash your own diapers. Then they developed the diaper service, and they cleaned the diapers for you. Now, if you have to wash your own diapers, it's in your interest that you shouldn't leave a dirty diaper, whether it's really dirty, really messy, or just half dirty. It's in your interest to start washing it right away. So Shabbos on Shabbos, you're not allowed to clean dirty diapers. So many, many Jewish people, many religious people didn't know the din. So they used to have a container full of water, and they would take a dirty diaper on Shabbos. They would throw it in to soak it in a container of water. They're not going to wash the whole thing to squeeze it out. That they know is a malacha, but just to soak it, that the dirt shouldn't get ingrained in the cloth. So that's they thought that that's mutter. So the Gemara said, "Beferish and Zvachim, Shviyasa Zui Kibuso." That's also a violation of kibus. Why in the world does this in Masecha Zvachim? It belongs in Masecha Shabbos. Taisus and Shabbos quotes it. But if you don't have any Taisus, you just have a Gemara with Rashi, a Gemara without any Rashi, no Taisus, it doesn't appear in Masecha Shabbos. In order to know Hilchah Shabbos, you have to know all the different Masechtas. There's all over the place. Once Taisus wrote, so Taisus quoted everything there is to know from all the other Masechtas. What's it doing in Zvachim? There's a perek that's called Dam Chatos. There's a passing in Chumash that if Dam Chatos is nitas ala beger, if you have a korban chatos, and you weren't zorek the dam on the mizbech yet, so this dam is aimed lizrika, and then it's nitas ala beger, it gets absorbed in a beger, so it says you have to wash out the beger, the mokum kodesh, you have to wash it out in the azorah. Special mitzvah. So the Gemara there discusses, what material is the beged made from? Is the beged made from cloth, or is the beged made from leather? There's a din of kibbutz on leather also, and there's no din. The Gemara says sometimes there is kibbutz, sometimes there's not kibbutz. So the Gemara says there, in Hilchos Shabbos, a din. The Gemara compares the din of washing out the beged with the Hilchos Shabbos. It's a din of kibbutz on both. So the Gemara says, should be also to soak the dirty beged in water, zoi kibbutzot. That's also a violation of mechabes or melaben, and he's chayv chatos, that's a melacha deraisin. So the question is, why is that? Because it loosens the dirt, the baby just made the dirty diapers. It prevents the beged from absorbing all of the dirt, so it's going to be easier to wash it later on. So that's the beginning of the washing process, is when you're soaking in water. So Taisus is bothered with a kashif, shiriyasa zehu kibusai, but let's say you wash your hands on Shabbos until it's a dime for hamoitzi, then you dry your hands off in a towel. Shiriyasa zehu kibusai. So you're right on the Issa Kibbutz on the towel. So you have to shake your hands out. You can't dry your hands on a towel. If you wash your face on Shabbos morning, so you dry your face on a towel, so you're in violation of Shiriyasa Zehu Kibbutzai. So Taisus says, obviously not. That's permissible. The Gemara talks about a person, Taisus quotes, the Gemara talks about a person going to mikvah on Shabbos, or bathing on Shabbos. So the Gemara says there's a hashash. Taisus quotes about 15 lines into the Taisus Vav Amud Aleph. I'm surprised it didn't exist. They quote from Perek Chovis. It says, "Mistapik baluntis." You can dry your body off on a towel. Aluntis is a towel. Lo yevia biyodo. You shouldn't carry the towel from one place to the other. There is an Erev. You shouldn't carry the towel. For Shmuel Dosi Lede Schita. We're afraid that he may squeeze it out. But if he doesn't squeeze it out, he just dries his body off after toiveling in the mikvah on Shabbos. He dries his body off in a towel. That's not a problem. Why don't you say Shaviyasa Zehu Kibusai? So Taisus says, that's a joke. Why does any balabasta ever wash towels? Every time you take a bath and you dry yourself off and you wash your hands, you dry yourself off. The towel should keep on getting cleaner and cleaner and cleaner. Belishir keeps on getting cleaner. Shaviyasa Zehu Kibusai. The answer is, no. Why are you washing your hands? Because there's the grease on the hands. So when you dry your hands off, you're wiping the grease out. When you shower, a bath, or whatever, you go to the mikveh, so there's going to be dirt on the body. So when you wipe off your body on the towel, so you're wiping dirt into the towel. So that's derech lichluch. So Taisus says derech lichluch, there's no prohibition. Derech lichluch, there's no prohibition. Taisus appears in two different mesichtes, in Zvachim and in Shabbos, and the different Taisus in their bother with this kasha shouldn't be allowed to use a towel on Shabbos because you keep on making it cleaner and cleaner. Shows the kibbutz. So they say obviously it's not correct. It doesn't get cleaner and cleaner, otherwise you would never have to wash any towels. So Tosis words it in the two Masechtas differently. One place they say, no, this is Derech Lichluch. When you dry your body off in the towel, you make it dirty. As you keep on drying off, you make it dirty. The other version of Tosis is that the only time you say Shuriyosu Zau Kibusa is if the towel has dirt on it to begin with, and then you soak it in water, so that cleans it off. But if you start off with a nice clean towel, and then you soak in the water, that's not Shuriyosu Zau Kibusa. You're not making it cleaner than it was before. It's an afkamina lidina. Let's say Tferes Yisola Mishnayis discusses this. Let's say you have a little baby, and the baby sometimes makes a dirty diaper, and you have to give the baby a mini bath on Shabbos. So you have this little bathtub, a tiny little bathtub for the baby, and you're afraid it's a plastic, and you're afraid the baby's going to slip there. So you want to put, you fill it up with warm water. You don't want ice cold water. You don't want burning hot water. So you have, somehow you get warm water on Shabbos. Somehow you figure out that, how to get warm water on Shabbos. Then you don't want the baby to slip on the plastic, smooth plastic floor. So you put in a towel. So you put in a clean towel. So the shaila is, but you're putting a clean towel into water. Shuriyosu Zau Kibusa. So according to one version that Tosis said, you don't apply Shuriyosu Zau Kibusa if the beged is clean. Only if the beged has lichluch on it. So over here, the towel is clean. Take a brand new clean towel. You put it into the water. You don't say Shuriyosu Zau Kibusa. According to the other day in Tosis, you would even prohibit soaking a clean towel in water unless it's derech lichluch. So over here, it's not yet derech lichluch. When I put the baby in, that's going to be malach lichol. The baby's all dirty in the front and the back. Everything is dirty. But right now, when I put the towel into the water, right now, there is no lichluch. So the Tveris HaSalam Mishnayis writes about this. He says it really should depend on the two opinions in Tosfos. But taka, to take a dirty diaper and to soak it into a bucket of water, that's taka malacha deraisa. That's Shuriyosu Zau Kibusa. So the Rabbeinu Tam says over here, this part says in the Sefer Yosher Rabbeinu Tam, that squeezing out cloth that has liquid in it can pose one problem or another. If the purpose of soaking it in the, when you soak it, Shuriyosu is already kibuso, and then when you wring it out, when you squeeze it, so that's a further step. That's another act of kibus. Let's say it was soaking from before Shabbos. Yeah, dirty diaper soaking in a bucket of water from before Shabbos. Then on Shabbos you squeeze it out. So that's a further step in the cleansing process. Soaking in Erev Shabbos, he didn't do it. Shuriyosu kibus on Erev Shabbos is mutter. But when you squeeze it out on Shabbos, that helps to clean out the garments. If you have a dirty garment and you're going to squeeze it out, and the squeezing out is going to clean it a little bit, that's a violation of kibus on Shabbos. That's malabi. Then there's another iser involved in squeezing out. That's tolda d'dosh. What's tolda d'dosh? So we said dosh is when you have oichalim solis connected, it grew from the ground like that, and then you detach the two. It's possible to detach and it's still mixed in together. Let's say I have a box of grain that grew and stalks, and I shake the whole box with azam, and then all the grain becomes detached from the stalks, but it's all mixed up together. Then I'm going to have to do another act of borer afterwards. So the borer is going to be the brera. But the detaching, that's called disha. The detaching of the oichel from the psolus is disha. So Gemara assumes not only if it's oichel psolus, if it's oichel mashke, if you have the grapes, they smell of them and you squeeze out the juice, so you're detaching the mashke from the oichel, or if you detach the mashke from the shmata, if you squeeze out the shmata, that's also called disha. So the Rabbeinu Tam thinks there'd be a difference. If you're cleaning out the beged to make it cleaner than it was before, so even if the mashke is hoylech leibud, what do I get? But the beged is getting clean. So the beged is getting clean, that's a malacha of malabin. So Rabbeinu Tam thinks that malabin only applies if it's soaking in water. If it's soaking in wine or soaking in beer and you squeeze it out, it's going to smell from beer, you're going to have to wash it again. So you're not accomplishing too much. You're not accomplishing too much by squeezing it out. I don't know, by soaking it, you probably are. When the Rabbeinu Tam said, there's no malabin by other mashkim other than water, he means that Shuriyosu Zau Kibusa doesn't apply. That's a shvera, but I don't think he means that. I think he means that the squeezing out. Squeezing out is a step in making it clean. What do you mean you're making it clean? If you soak, let's say the only thing I have to soak in is a barrel of wine or a barrel of beer. but I have this dirty diaper, so if I'm not going to start soaking it now, it's going to be very difficult. I'm going to left the Shabbos. It's going to be much more difficult to get all the dirt out. It's going to be all ingrained. So by soaking in a Shabbos, Rios is Okibusa. It prevents it from getting ingrained in the garment. So I think that the Rabbin and Tam would agree that that's also. He just disagrees about the squeezing out. So squeezing out cleans it. What do you mean cleaning it? Well, it's not full of wine or it's full of the beer. So I'm going to have to wash it over again later on. So it's not accomplishing too much of a cleansing procedure. So he thinks that the soaking, I think the soaking, he agrees, is also, I think, but he says about the squeezing out, that's a further step in cleaning. It doesn't apply to Sharmashki. That's a question whether we should accept that Rabbi Natan. That's what the Ri is not so convinced that Rabbi Natan is right. Then the second half that Rabbi Natan says that if you squeeze out the juice, that's a disha. If you detach the oichel from the psilus, or if you squeeze out the juice from Zeisim Anovim, that's a told of the dosh. Here he's squeezing out the mashke from the oichel. So that's only a maloche if you're going to use the thing that you're squeezing out. But if you're not going to use it, it's going to be hoilach le'ibud. Let's say to milk a cow is assumed to be different opinions in the Rishonim. What is deraisa? The Rabbanon, on the assumption that is deraisa. Which malocha is it deraisa? So Rashi writes, Rashi and the Rambam write the Poshim Shat, that it's disho, that you're separating the milk from the cow. If you slice a bread, that's called uchla difras. That's uchla and that's uchla. So you're just detaching uchla from uchla. You have to have two different types of things. Uchla m'servus, uchla mashke, or mashke in shmata. You have to have two different things. But if you have a big challah and you cut a slice, you detach uchla shenifra me'uchla. It's all the same thing. So that's not called disho. Disho is only if you have, in chemistry, there's such a concept as a colloid. I remember the word from chemistry. More than that, what's a colloid?
Mixer of two metals.
I don't think so. Mixer of two metals? Two metals?
Two different types of metals, I think.
Oh, I thought it was a gas with a liquid, a solid with a gas. No? So there's some kind of a halachic colloid over here. You have an oichel and a psoilus attached, you have an oichel and a mashke attached, so you have a mashke and a behema attached, and you detach the two from each other. So that if it's uchel and difras, it's oichel shenifra me'oichel, that's not a malocha. Yeah. Two different liquids. So what do you mean? They're attached? They're mixed in together?
I think it's when they don't mix.
Oil and water.
So that's called a colloid. You gotta be what it is. So I didn't have a Girsa Diankis. So I didn't learn it when I was a little bit. I learned it in college. So I forgot.
I mean, it says also that they can be solid and liquid also.
So all that everything is disha. When you detach the two things, that's disha. Yeah. Tosfos says, what if you have a pickle and the pickle is soaking in a jar of pickles, and then I want to eat the pickle and it's too soggy, so I squeeze out the juice and the pickle over the sink and it goes halach leibud. So the Gemara says to squeeze out the pickles legufon, that it should be tastier, it shouldn't be so soggy. The Gemara says that's mutter. So Tosfos wants to know, why is that mutter? Why isn't that a malacha disha? Should be maybe ain't tzricha legufa. He's not going to use the juice. So Tosfos gives one suggestion, that the pickle juice is uchla deifras. The pickle juice is uchla deifras. What do they mean? You have that line in Tosfos. The line begins with a parenthesis, daf kuf mem hey amar aleph, into the gigantic Tosfos. The Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Perek Chobos, kuf mem hey amar aleph, kvashim means pickles, shesocht on the gufon, potter amutter, you're allowed to squeeze it out. Not that you want to drink the pickle juice, you want to have less soggy, you don't enjoy soggy pickles. You want to have drier pickles, so that's mutter. Why? Vein soch lamay miyotz mehem. So Tosfos says, why is not a violation of disha? So Tosfos answers, the Yomari, the Matzina lemeimar, davki kvash mishori dehavi hanischa mehem kama uchla de ifras, ve'en shem mashke olov. Doesn't have a shem mashke. Why? Why? What's the difference between oichel and mashke? So we usually assume the difference between oichel and mashke is it a solid or a liquid. So I think Tosfos is saying that that's not what it means. Mashke means a beverage. that people would normally drink when they're thirsty. And oichel means a food, let's say soup. A soup, you don't drink soup when you're thirsty, you drink soup when you're hungry. Even chicken soup that's not thick at all. Certain soups are much thicker than potato soup, is much thicker than chicken soup. Chicken soup is much liquidy like water. But still, people don't, unless they have nothing else to drink, so you got no choice. They drink, you're thirsty, drink the chicken soup. But under normal circumstances, people eat chicken soup. You don't say they drink chicken soup to quench their thirst. They eat chicken soup to fill themselves up. So chicken soup is considered a meichel. It's not considered a mashke. That's a tesis in the end of Shabbos. There is a Mishnah. We must have discussed it this year. There's a Mishnah in Croesus, where the Mishnah talks about a baby nursing from the mother. So there's the din of Tumas Agviya, a din with the Rabbanim, that if a person, even a baby, if a person eats food that's tamei, or drinks mashkim that is tamei, so with the Rabbanim, the person who drinks the mashkim, or eats the oichlam tameim, becomes tamei with the Rabbanim. The Gemara gives a whole reason why they made such a gzera the Rabbanim. On the level of the rice, it's impossible, because oichlam mashke can never be an av hatumah, because it has no tarab and mikveh. Only all the mekelim have tarab and mikveh, not all the kelim. The kli cheres don't have tarab and mikveh. So the Gemara has a klal next to the last daf in Erevin called Abishain the tarab and mikveh, and anasa av hatumah. So echlam and mashkin can never become an av hatumah. To be metami Adam, you have to be an av hatumah or above. And Adam cannot, Adam mekelim are only mekabel tumah from an av or avi avois hatumah. Can't be mekabel tumah from a toldah. That's the first daf in Baba Kama. There are four things that are mekabel tumah. Odom mekelim ochel and mashkim. So odom mekelim can only be mekabel tumah from an av or avi avos above an av hatumah. So ochel and mashkim have no tarib and mikvah. So that's why they can never become an av hatumah. So the Mishnah discusses the baby drank. He was nursing from the mother. The Gemara says the baby become tummy because the milk from the mother was tummy. The Gemara says, how did the milk become tummy? The mother is tummy. So the milk came out of her body, it was touching the outside of her body. So the Gemara asked the kasha, but the milk, in order to be mekabel tumah, has to have hechsher echlim, has to be rinsed off first with one of the zayin mashkim. So where did the milk have hechsher echlim? So Tosfos says, milk? Milk is a mashke. Mashkim don't need hechsher, only echlim. Echlim need hechsher lekabel tumah. Oichel is not mekabel tumah unless it was rinsed off with one of the zayin mashkim. But mashkim don't need hechsher lekabel tumah. So what more raise an issue? How is the milk that the baby nurses from the mother's body, how is it hechsher? The Gemara says, how is it hechsher? The Tosfos says, why does it need hechsher? Isn't it a mashke? The Tosfos says, it's not a mashke. Milk that they sell in the store, that's a mashke. But when the baby nurses from the mother, since it's kol machola shelatinoik, that's called oichel. Oichel means food. Mashke means beverage. The baby, that's all the baby drinks all day long. He only has milk. So it's not that he's drinking all day long to quench his thirst. He's hungry. So since he's hungry, he's drinking the milk from the mother. But Torah Oichel, so that has a din chol of isha, that she's nursing a baby, that has a din of Oichel, doesn't have a din of Mashke. Years ago, they used to have a thing that was called Metrical. I don't know if they still have. People wanted to lose weight. So they used to have you have a can of this stuff. You shake it up, that's what you have for breakfast, for lunch, for supper. That has all the calories that you need for the whole day. So the whole thing was liquidy, but that was called machol shel ha'adam. That's all he ate. So that's like soup. So soup is an oichel. Soup is not a mashke. The Mishnah Berurah calls the chayyadim. How much soup do you have to drink in order to say bar nefashes? So he says, kazayis, not a revius. Why? Because soup is an oichel. Soup is not a mashke. Soup is an oichel. Moshe doesn't agree with that Mishnah Berurah b'shem the Chayyadim. He thinks that it's wrong. But we understand the Chayyadim, what it's based on. We understand it's based on this Tosfos, that Tosfos, that Tosfos. Pickle juice, orange juice, people drink when they're thirsty. Water, coffee, tea, you drink when you're thirsty. But schnapps, you don't drink when you're thirsty. So the Pashta says that schnapps is a meichel that we spoke about. So that's what Tosfos says. Pickle juice, people don't drink to quench their thirst. Pickle juice is an eichel. Pickle juice is an eichel. So that's what they say, that's an uchla de ifras. When you're squeezing it out, that's like slicing a challah. That's eichel and that's eichel. You don't have your kalor. You don't have two different things.
Does Tosfos mean that here? Because then he says, because that mean that Hilul and Mayhem, Pater, Avalasar.
Yeah.
So according to our thing, it should probably be that Hilul and Mayhem would be chayav even. But here it's Lagufan, then it's not a mashka, then it's...
People enjoy, I have a brother-in-law who enjoys drinking pickle juice. So sit at a wedding, squeeze out the pickles, and drink the juice. that's a Michael. It's like I enjoy eating soup, so he enjoys the soup from the pickles. So Tay says, even if you enjoy drinking the juice from the pickles, that's a Michael. They say that's not a Mashkin. So it's also Uchla Diafras. If you squeeze out the pickle juice from the pickles because you want to drink the pickle juice, it's also Uchla Diafras. Everything is Eichel, nothing. One is a solid Eichel, one is a liquid Eichel, but everything is Eichel.
You say your Shnaps is closer to Michael, so if you make Kiddush on Shabbos day, isn't that going to Mishnah Berurah eating more than Revias?
No, that's what we discussed. That the Kosher Glogger was a great goyin in Poland who was killed by the Nazis in the Second World War. He was killed in the Warsaw Ghetto. So he, I think the 5A in the library was named after him. No?
The picture of him.
The picture of him. His brother gave money.
Brother gave
the money to have his picture, yeah. So he was a great goyin. So he has in his tshuvas, in the first chelik of his tshuvas, he has a lot of tshuvas, so he tries to defend the chassidus and minhagim on different issues. He tries to defend the chassidus, has a tshuva, this one is not in his sefer, this is printed in one of the Torah journals, he tries to defend the chassidus practice that they make kiddush on Shabbos morning over a cup of schnapps that doesn't have a reviz. So he says, it's not a problem because schnapps is a meichel. And he quotes from the Kamarna's commentary on Mishnayis Taras. Kamarna was a Chassidish Rebbe. And the Kamarna writes like that, that Schnapps is a Michael. And he says, since it's a Michael, the Shir should be Kazayis, not a Revius. So how much is a Kazayis? Is a Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. What's a Chatzi Beitza or Shlish Beitza? And how do we pass from the Halacha? So the Magen Aram says, with respect to Dinam Deraisa, you go to Chumer. With respect to Dinam Derabbanan, you go to Kula. So let's say on the first night of Pesach, you have to eat matzah, that's Minat Torah. So a kazayis is a chatzi beitz. On the second night of Pesach, matzah is only the rabbanon, so you can be made on shlish beitz. So the Kosher Glover writes that Kiddush on Shabbos morning is clearly only made the rabbanon. So since the schnapps is a meichel, so all you need is a kazayis, so a shlish beitz is enough. And the schnapps glass has a shlish beitz. May not have a chatzi beitz, but for sure has a shlish beitz, so that's good enough. That's his argument. So Rabbi Chaim Balozhiner, who preceded him, Chaim Balozhiner was a Talmud and a Vilna Gaon, he writes he doesn't understand how the Chassidim make Kiddush on Shabbos morning on schnapps. It's a Michael. That's like making Kiddush over a bowl of soup. He says the first klal is that if you want it to be labeled as a Chamar Medina, Chamar is wine. So Chamar Medina means this is wine in this Medina. In this country, they're Mechabit people to drink this Mashke. So a cup of water is not Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina means some kind of a fancy mashke, something higher than water. Water doesn't qualify as Chamar Medina. So a beer is Chamar Medina, okay. So Rav Chaim Balozhiner Tain is, how can you consider schnapps a Chamar Medina? It's a meichel, it's like a bowl of soup. He's taken the exact same argument that the Kosher Glover said, that it's a meichel, therefore the shir is kazai. So he says, no, you're saying that it's a meichel, so a meichel by definition can't qualify as a Chamar Medina. It has to be a mashke, that's his Tain. So the Pashto says that that's what Tosis means over here, that the pickle juice is considered a liquid form of a meichel. It's like soup. So that's not called the disha. To separate the oichel from the gush, from the nozel, there's a solid and a liquid, but they're both meichel. Everything is meichel over here. The pickles, but the pickle juice, everything is meichel. The pickle juice is not a beverage that people would drink if they would be thirsty. It's a meichel that some people enjoy drinking, so other people don't enjoy drinking. So that's what Tosfos says. If you squeeze it out for the mashkim, it's only an issa derabbanan. It wouldn't be an issa deraisa. Because uchol differs. And if you squeeze it out because you want the pickles to taste better, that's even mutter lechatchila. That's not osur at all. So what does Tosfos say? So there are two prohibitions involved in squeezing out the shmata. One prohibition would be malabein. And the Rabbeinu Tam thinks, and the Sefer Yosha thinks, Malama doesn't apply. If you're squeezing out, Malama doesn't apply if it's going to be beer, or if it's going to be wine, or it's going to be Sadam on the Mashik. You're going to have to do it over again. The thing is all sticky. The Shmata is still going to be sticky. You didn't really clean it. So that's what he says over here. He's bothered in an Agamara that the Mesechraisa, the Nezaisa, is full of beer in it. So he's making it cleaner by squeezing it out. He doesn't think that it gets cleaner. Then the other prohibition, the other possible prohibition would be if it's dosh. So he says dosh. The other prohibition would be dosh. So he says as far as dosh is concerned. So he thinks that uh, There's an Issa Malabin, which he thinks doesn't apply to anything. He thinks the Issa Dosh also shouldn't apply in this case. Where's the end of the Tosis? On the third line. That Gemara, he's Chita, the third white line. He's Chita, Merabin, and Tam, the Havim Shem Lefark. I said, Gemara, Chita, Zaysin. That says, Vacha, Merabin, and Tam, Lekal, Mein, Osim, Shem Lefark. Why? Kimish, Anishchat, Hoylach, Le'ibud. So what if it's Hoylach, Le'ibud? Why is there no dosh, but he's separating? So he says, because Rabbi Natan thinks like the Oruch. Avgav d'havi psikreishi, v'chem pirish b'oruch, that the psikreishi lo nichalei is mutter. So the Rabbi Natan thinks like the Oruch, that psikreishi lo nichalei is mutter. So he doesn't understand, Tosis has a kasha. According to Rabbi Natan, what's the problem over here? Why does Rav say that you're not allowed to put the shmata back into the spigot to prevent all of the rest of the beer from flowing out of this keg, out of this barrel? It can't be a malach of malabein because the shmata is not getting cleaner. It has absorbed all of the beer in it. You're gonna have to wash it out again afterwards. So that does make it cleaner by squeezing it out. Doesn't make it worse, but doesn't make it better. Doesn't make it better if you soak it in beer. I think Shabbos Zatibus would apply, but to say that the squeezing out is a further step in cleaning it, he says he doesn't think that that's true. And then he says, regarding the squeezing out, that it's a disha, he thinks that should be a psikreishin l'anichala. Yeah. What's this Oruch? What is this story? The Oruch lived in Rome. He was a Rishon. He lived in the days of Rashi. In Shulchan Aruch they have in Hilchis Rosh Hashanah. Rashi sent a shayla to the Oruch. That's how they present it. Rabbi Shlomo Yitzchoki. Unless it's some other Rabbein Shlomo, but they write as if it's Rashi sent the Shaila to the Oruch. What do you do if you have a bris on Rosh Hashanah? When do you have the bris? So the Oruch sent back, you have the bris right before Tkiyah Shofar. Because we daven in the davening, Zcholonu, Bris Avram, Akedas Yitzchok. So Zcholonu, Bris Avram is the bris Milo. Akedas Yitzchok, the Tkiyah Shofar, Zechel Akedas Yitzchok. Because they made a Shofar out of the aisle that they brought as a carbon afterwards. So that's the famous psak from the Oruch. Why did Rashi ask on Rosh Hashanah? What about every day in the year? When do you do a bris milah? Why did Rashi only ask on Rosh Hashanah? So the Prima Gaon explains why. The minhag always was that you would perform the bris milah right before Aleinu. Because you want to say, Aleinu l'shaber shalosan k'gayehu arotzu, the Jews are different from the Umas Olam, they worship Avodah Zarah, we don't. We have a nice bris kodesh hapadi, we have a bris milah to indicate that we're different from the Umas Olam. But on Rosh Hashanah, they're not going to say Aleinu till after Chatzos. And that's not right. Zviz Magdimel Mitzvahs means you should perform the Bris Milah as early as possible, but for sure you shouldn't wait till after Chatzos. That for sure is not right. That's a bittle of Zviz Magdimel Mitzvahs. On Rosh Hashanah, by the days of Rashi, they had so many piyutim added on that they didn't finish the davening till after Chatzos. You're not allowed to ask. You're not allowed to fast till after Chatzos on Shabbos and Yontif. Mikaredin is an Issa Tainus, you're not allowed to fast the whole day long. But if you're not fasting on principle, it's just that the Chazan is singing away and the rabbi is holding a drush and the Baal Tekeh is blowing shofar. Takes forever. And then you're going to go home, you're going to eat. You're going to eat at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. So strictly speaking, there should be mutter. So it's in the Shulchan Aruch, no, the Baal Yotais is had a chumra, you're not allowed to fast till after Chatzos. And if you think the davening is going to take so long, you won't have a chance to make Kiddush till after Chatzos, then you should make sure you have a drink of water before you go to Daven Shacharis. Not allowed to eat before Shacharis, but water will make a lot. Water is a machloikas, we make a lot in the water. So on Rosh Hashanah, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, we make a lot in that. Since the Ragoinim who are of the opinion that it's permissible to fast on Rosh Hashanah, so even though we don't follow that opinion, but you don't have to have the chumra on top of the chumra, that you have to start eating before Chatzai, so we make a lot in that. On Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to fast till after Chatzos. So that was the shaila that Rashi asked. All year long, he knows when you do a bris milah. Meaning was, you perform the bris milah right before Aleinu. There's no problem, Tircha Ditzibur. You see, today, you have a big shul, you have a few hundred people in a shul, a few thousand people in a shul, and not everybody's going to stay to the bris. Half the people don't even know who the guy is having the bris. In the days of Rashi, in the days of the Rishonim, the whole community consisted of 15 people. They had tiny little communities. When they had the Crusades, they killed all the Jews, but there weren't so many Jews. There were many communities. Each community had 15 balabatim, had 20 families. That was the whole thing. There weren't so many people. So everybody was going to stay to the bris. It wasn't a problem. Today, they don't have the bris before later because a lot of people have to run to work. Days of Rashi, everybody stayed. The whole community was the 10, 15 people. They all knew each other. They were all cousins, all Rashi's grandchildren. They were all related to each other. It was all in Bi'agefen. They were all from the same family. Everybody stayed. So the only Shaila was on Rosh Hashanah. When do you do the bris on Rosh Hashanah? Because the Aleinu L'Shabeach is going to be after Musa, is going to be after Chatzos. So that's what the Orach sent, supposedly, this Chuvas Orach was sent to Rashi, that you have the bris right before Tkiya Shofar. So what does the Orach say over here? The Orach is a dictionary. Usually he doesn't say Chidushim La'alocha. Here, they quote from the Orach that they came up with a halachic position, that Ipsik Reshid L'Nichalei is Muta. Yeah. So here, there are two versions of what the Orach said. The Rosh and Masech HaShabbos, there are 24 prokim on Masech HaShabbos. So there's a contradiction between two comments that the Rosh makes both in Masech HaShabbos. One place he writes that the Balei HaTosfos made a mistake. The Orach only gave his head to Psik Reshid L'Nichalei on Shabbos, not on Shari Surim. And the other place the Rosh writes, like the Balei HaTosfos, that the Orach was Mat to Psik Reshid L'Nichalei and Kol HaTorah Kula. Our Tosfos writes, the Iker Rayosoi, the main Raya of the Orach, you have the Tosfos, the fifth line into the wide lines. The Iker Rayosa, the main Raya of the Orach is from Zvachim Dab Tzadik Aleph. He's not talking about Hilchah Shabbos at all. Tosfos says the main Raya of the Orach is that Psik Reshid L'Nichalei is Mutar and Kol HaTorah Kula. Not only in Hilchah Shabbos. Why? There is a din, Eish Tam B'Tukar Al HaMizbech Lo Yisichbe. You're not allowed to be Mechabe Eish Al HaMizbech. What if you have a big Eish, let's say this is the top of the Mizbech. There's a fire all over the place. I'm going to take a bucket of water. I'm going to pour the water on this half of the Mizbech. The other half is full of a fire. So the Gemara says, Hamorid gachelus mal gabi hamizbeach loike. Even if you're not mechaber the whole eish, you're mechaber one part of the eish. There are burning coals on the mizbeach. I take one coal off and I put it on the floor, and it's going to go out. It's only burning because it's together with the rest of the fire. The Gemara says, you loike, mechaber mikzas menu eish also loike. So the Gemara has a shaila. If you bring a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, so the Torah says in Parsha Shlach, I think, you have to bring Nisochim in conjunction with a Korban, bring a Melchasim, this can't come to be, bring Nisochim. So if the Nisochim come in conjunction with a Korban, so the Dam of the Korban Yizorek on the fork, on the Karnas HaMizbech, whatever kind of a Korban it is, one Zrika, two Zrikas, four Zrikas, whatever it's going to be, and then you burn the Chelab on the Mizbech, that's a Chelak La'ishim, Ishim are the fires, and then the wine, you pour down the Shisin, there were pipes in the Mizbech, and the wine would go down, get absorbed in the ground. There'd be a big hollow opening on the ground, below the ground, and all the wine would go there, get absorbed over there. That's if a person brings a korban and brings nisachayin in conjunction with the korban, so you pour it down the shisen. Or if the person donates a bottle of wine, it's not a yayin. He donates a bottle of wine. So first the Gemara establishes that such a korban exists. You can't donate a bottle of soda. Can't donate a bottle of a beer. There's special things that you can't accept, certain things that you can't accept, you can't accept. So first the Mishnah establishes on Dab Tzadik Aleph that there is such a thing as a person donating a bottle of wine. Now the question is, so what do you do with it? So normally when you bring a korban on the Mizbeach, you put it on the fire, the fire makes a smokestack and it goes up to heaven as if it's a special delivery to the Rabbanu Shalom, as if we visualize if the Rabbanu Shalom is in the heavens above. That's really the sky, that's not the heavens. The heavens and something else. But that's the way we visualize, as if where is God? You say God is up there in the heavens, and we want to have burn something on the Mizbech, and the smoke goes up. It's a gift that goes to a matana. A korban means a matana. So we give a matana to the Rabbanu Shalom. So that's if you bring a korban, you're going to burn a Caleb on the Mizbech, smoke is going to go up. So the wine doesn't have to be poured on the fire, that it should be evaporated. What if the whole korban only consists of wine? It's not of yayin. He's donating a bottle of wine. So what are you going to do? Pour it down, the pipes are going to go in the ground. What are you sending up to heaven? You have to send a gift up to the Rabbanu Shalom as if he's in the skies, if the Rabbanu Shalom is in the skies above. So that's what the Gemara has a chiddush. Hamisnadiv Yayin, somebody donates a bottle of wine as a korban, and the Pasuk tells us we accept it. The Mishnah has that din. Mevi'a mezalf hagabi ha'ishim. There's a fire on the Mizbech, so you should sprinkle on fire, and it should evaporate, and it should go up. That's the way it goes up. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? But it may or may not extinguish part of the fire. So if it may or may not cause kibui b'miktsas, even kibui b'miktsas is loike. Eish tamu tukar hamzbech loy sichbe. It's a lav. You're not allowed to be mechabi even miktsas b'neish. Hamarit gachelas magabi hamzbech. The Gemara says there on that daf is loike. So the Gemara says you're right. It may or may not cause a violation of loy sichbe. So that should depend on the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So we pass like Rabbi Shimon davishen miskaben is mutar mekala torah kula. That was the top thesis. The top tesis on Vavam and Alf tesis says the machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon for the Dovah Shem Miskaben Osar and Muta is not a machlekes local in Hilchot Shabbos. Machlekes in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's by Shatnes. They quote the Mishnah in Kalayim. Merchik Sus, Merchim Kedark, and the guy's transporting the dresses from one shop to the other, and he's holding the dresses on his back. So he's not wearing the dresses. He's not in violation of Silva Shatnes, but he may or may not be in violation of the Isar of Ha'aloah shatnes, beggar climb shatnes, lo yala alecha. So the prohibition of ha'aloah is only osir if it's ha'aloah she'esh ba'hanoah, if he gets ha'aloah. So he's going to walk in the street. He doesn't know if it's freezing and he's not wearing a coat and it's cold outside. So he certainly knows that the dresses that he's going to carry on his back are going to keep him warm. That's called ha'aloah she'esh ba'hanoah. But let's say he doesn't know what the weather is outside. He's not sure whether he's going to be gaining ha'aloah from the dresses on that. So the Gemara comes out, Adobashani Miskavan. He's doing ha'aloh of shatnes, which is only prohibited if it has ha'aloh she'esh b'hanoah, and he does know in advance whether it's going to be hanoah. At the end of the carrying, the 10-minute walk, he'll be able to assess whether he got hanoah from the fact that he had the dresses on his back, ha'aloh to protect him from the sun that's beating down on him, and ha'aloh to protect him from the freezing cold outside. He'll know at the end of the trip, but as he's walking, he's not sure. So that's a dov shein miskaven. The Gemara said that's a machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. Where else do you have a nazir? Nazir is not hilchos Shabbos, and nazir is not allowed to cut off his hair. If he shaves off, he's megaleach, then he's loike. But if he rips out the hair, with that being megaleach, that's a nisaresi. It's not a nisalav. So the Mishnah says nazir chayfa from a fasa. He's allowed to twist his hair to put it in place. To comb his hair is going to be a psikresha. Why are they going to rip out some hair? So that for sure is a psikresha of a violation of the essay. Gadol Perasai Roshay. He's not in violation of the lav unless he's megalech. This is not derek iluch, but it's a psikresha of the essay. So, but to do a davishen miskaven, davishen miskaven is mutter, because we pass like Rav Shimon. Davishen miskaven. So you see, Tesis proves, Tesis establishes that the machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon, but davishen miskaven is machlekes in kol haTorah kula. In fact, Tesis shita was that Dovashem is kaben on Shabbos, the coin to Rabbi Yehuda is also, it's only awesome in the Rabbah. Can't be awesome in Atur, because it's a lack of Malach Mashevis. So when is the original Machlek Zabiyuda Reb Shimon? The coin to Rabbi Yehuda, Dovashem is kaben is in Issa Deraisa. That's in Kolot Arkula, not in Hilcha Shabbos. So that's what Tesis quotes over here. The Gemara in Zvachim says, if you hold like Reb Shimon, that's the Gemara's Maskan, if you hold like Reb Shimon, the Dovashem is kaben is Mutter. Amasnadev Yayin, one who donates a bottle of wine as a carbon, and you can't pour it down the shisen because after something leishim, Yayin, that's minchosvin, his can comes in conjunction with a carbon, that you pour down the shisen. Because you have the chalav, is burnt on the fire and it goes up, the smoke goes up to heaven. But if the whole carbon only consists of a bottle of wine, then you have to sprinkle a coin to Reb Shimon, and that's an eisa. Mizalfin Yana Gaba Hirishim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says you're not allowed to do that. So what do you do according to Rabbi Yehuda? If someone donates wine as a matana, the Gemara says, got no berry, you have to say you pour it down the shisa, even though there's no chelik on the ishim, nothing is going to be burnt. But if you weed paskin like Rabbi Shimon, the Abishim is kavan is mutter, so it's mutter. So Tosis Rashi and Tosis are bothered with Akasha, but isn't there going to be a psik reshe? What do you mean? Whenever you sprinkle wine, mizalfin, mizalek means to sprinkle the wine. You're not going to take a bottle of wine and pour it on the fire. Pour a bottle of wine, for sure you're going to be mechaber. That's about this, that's going to be situation. Mezalfa means you sprinkle a little bit. So Rashi says, since if you would be mezalek petipin dakin with light droplets of wine, it's not a psikreshet that anything will be mechaber. So it's a double shein and mechaber, and it's not a psikreshet.
Just a quick question, Rabbi said before that even if you take off the gachah, the coals from this bath, your lokak, your mechaber. So why does the Mishnah say in Yuma that they would use a bigger shovel on Yom Kippur and then they would transfer it to a smaller shovel and then like some of the coals they would throw into the Amah? So isn't that like, why are they, then you're being mechabe of certain coals?
Mm-hmm.
Why are they doing that? Why don't they try to avoid being mechabe?
Sounds like a very good question. I don't know. Sounds like a very good question. I'm like, got to look in Yuma. Maybe the Gemara asked it. It's too good to be true. Maybe no, Gemara asked the kash. I don't remember. I don't know. So Rashi asked that kash on the Gemara. How can you say according to Reb Shimon, Mizalf and Al Gabi Hoishin, isn't it a psik reshe? The Rashi says, if you do it b'tip and dakin, it won't be a psik reshe. Then Rashi adds on another line. Rashi already solved the problem. Then he makes a problem. Then he creates a new problem. He says, since if you would do it b'tip and dakin, there wouldn't be a psik reshe of any kibui, so you're even permitted to do it b'tip and gasin. Why? Well, b'tip and gasin is a psik reshe. That's a pill. To take a bottle of wine and to pour it on top of the fire, that's vade mechabe. So that's not an issue of psikresha. That's mamish mechabe. But to be mezalef, tipin gasin. So since Rashi writes, since if you would have done a tipin dakin, there wouldn't have been a psikresha. So even if you do zilup a tipin gasin, it's also mutter. Problematic. We have to understand what Rashi is talking about. That's a problematic Rashi. So Tosfos quotes the Aruch, who's bothered with the same question. When you're going to be mezalef the yain, isn't there an issue? The Gemara says it's a davar sheni miskaven. He's sprinkling the wine, and it's a davar sheni miskaven on the kibbutz. So Tosfos says Rashi's kasha, but it should be a psik reshe. So they say the Aruch answered the kasha, not like Rashi. Rashi said, do b'tip and dakin. Then Rashi added on, and therefore, even if do tip and gasin, there's no prohibition. That's the problem. So the Or gives a different answer on Rashi's kasha. Af agav the psik reshi who the vade mechabe who came to lenichalei lahai kibui shari. That's what the Or gives as a rab. Psik reshi lenichalei is mutter. So Tais says v'ikir rayosa. The main raya is from the Gemara in Zvachma. So according to the way Tais presents it, the Or says psik reshi lenichalei is mutter and kol tar kula. It falls back into the category of davar sheni miskaven. The Rosh quotes another version that the Oruch's raya was not so much. What's the second raya? The Od Maisi raya. The Oruch brings another raya from Lulav HaGozel. All right, the raya from Lulav HaGozel, that's a Malecha Shabbos. So one could perhaps say, like the Rosh said, that the Oruch only meant to be Mater, Sikirei L'Nichal and Hilchus Shabbos, because you're lacking Malechus Mashevis. Usually when you lack Malechus Mashevis, it's Mutam and Ator and Asim and the Rabban. Let's say you do Malecha Kalacha Yad. A kaisa bismolo. Instead of a person is a writer, instead of writing with the right hand, he writes with the left hand. So that's also in the Rabbana, says in the Mishnah Potter. And Shmuel says, whenever it says in the 24 prokam the Shabbos Potter, means Potter Avalasar, with only three exceptions to the rule, that is Potter or Mutter. So Amaf is Murs is one of the three. That's Potter or Mutter. That's the top Rashi. And Zayin Amir Aleph. Kaimelon Potter and Mutter l'chatchila, as it says in Shabbos Dab Gimel. Tosfos quotes it also, that Shmuel says there, and all the 24 prokem of Shabbos, whenever it says pata, means pata of alasim and the rabbana, except for three cases, and one of them is the mafas mursa, the hoitz of the menalecha, is pata ramuta. Fine. So here it says, hakaisa bismailai, is pata, means pata of alasim. With the rabbana, it's also, because he did it kalahiyad, kolamakal kolam pturim. It was a Mishnah we saw the other day, kufayimid based. So kolamakal kolam pturim, Tosfos quoted, makakal is awesome of the rabbana. They said over here, the kalkal is mutter because it's a shvuz dushus b'makam mitzvah. That's why it's mutter. That was a tesis that we had on Hamid base. But otherwise, mekalkal is potter avalasa. It's also mitzvah rabban, unless according to Rabbi Yehuda. They said according to Rabbi Yehuda, davishen miskaven is also mekala tarkula also midderaisa. On Shabbos, it can't be also midderaisa because it's a lack of malachas mashevis. So the worst it is that it's also mitzvah rabban. Menator, you need malachas mashevis. Mitzvah rabban, even if you don't have malachas mashevis, it's still awesome in the Rabban. So what is the Oruch say over here? Psik reshid ol anichalei is mutter even with the Rabbanan on Shabbos, only if you hold that one version of the Rosh. Tosfos presents it, that's Iker Ayosus from Zvachim, so the Oruch said it in Kol HaTarkula. In Kol HaTarkula, Dabashen HaMiskaben is mutter psik reshid ol anichalei, it's called Dabashen HaMiskaben. If you hold like the second version in the Rosh, that the Oruch only said in Hilchas Shabbos in his main rites from the Gemara and Sukkah on Daf Lam Gimel Lam Beis. So how do you explain that? Why is it only mutter? Why is it only mutter in Hilchas Shabbos? Why should Psik Reshul LaNichalei be mutter in Hilchas Shabbos? On the side of the Gemara, on that margin, on the right hand side, they quote from the Tshuvas Rabbi Yehuda Mizrahi that he had a reading in Girsa Kenu Hanuscha b'tshuvas Reb Elyon Mizrachi. What is a nusach? Avgav the malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa also l'Reb Shimon hechad l'anichal eklal shori. A new twist. The malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa is mutam and atara osam and rabbanon, but it's only osam and rabbanon if you're interested in doing it. But over here, you're b'chalam not interested in doing it. So ein tzvicha l'gufa is clearly only a din of malacha Shabbos. Malacha Shabbos, malacha Yontif, chalamoid. Ein tzvicha l'gufa is only a din of malacha, so it doesn't apply even to malacha Lachas HaKarkan Shemitah, Tosis says. Ein Tzvich Leguf doesn't apply to Shemitah, only applies to Yisuri Malacha, and Shabbos and Yontem and Chalamoy. So it's Ein Tzvich Leguf was Mutam and Atar Osam and Rabbana, that's if you're interested in doing the Pa'ula. But if you're in Gansan not interested, it happens that it's a psikresha, it's going to happen Bal Korchacha, but you're not interested in doing it, then we are matter it because it's a Malacha Shein Tzvich Leguf. So that twist that only applies in Hilchah Shabbos. Doesn't apply in Kol HaTorah Kula. Yeah. So what was the second raya? What was the second raya that led the Rosh to believe that the Oruch only said it and Malach HaShabbos didn't say in Kol HaTorah Kula? Second raya is the Gemara in Sukkah. Mishnah says in Sukkah that if you have a hodos that has berries on it, so if it has a couple of berries, it doesn't pass. A hodos is supposed to have leaves on it. It's be hadasim mishaloshim. Should have three leaves on every level. Hadassah mishaloshim. So if you have anov merubim me'alov, if you have more berries than you have leaves, you're hardly ever going to see that. Because when they show you the hadassim, they already ripped off the berries. They don't want you to see the berries. But once in a while, if you come early, they didn't have a chance to rip off the berries yet, so they'll show you. This is a hadas that has berries. If you rip up the berries, it'll be kosher. Mishnah says, in the atan kosher. But if you didn't pluck off the berries yet, you have more berries than you have leaves, so then the Mishnah says that it's possible. What's the psul? What kind of a psul is it? It's not hadar, okay? It's a lack of hadar. So it says, in the atan kosher, if you plucked off enough berries and now you have more alim, you have more leaves than you have berries, so then it's kosher. But then it says, "Ve'emematim yontif." But you're not allowed to rip off the berries on yontif, because that's an iser of misaken mona. What kind of a misaken mona? Until now, kolzman that it has anov of meruba me'alav, it has more berries than it has leaves. It's a pasul lahadus, can't use it for the mitzvah. And once you rip off a couple of berries, you have more leaves than you have berries. Now it becomes kosher. So you are machshir a pasul es a machshir a pasul lahadus. So that's a malacha of Misakan Mona. That's a machlok zirishem, whether that's Misakan Mona deraisa, Misakan Mona derabon. Tosis writes that the worst it could be, that gigantic Tosis in Yuma that goes from Lamed Dal Lamed Beis and Lamed Hamed Aleph goes on and on and on and on. So Tosis writes a double poshet, it's only Misakan Mona derabonon. Like if you have food that's tevel, and you mafish chumas and maisus on Shabbos, and the Mishnah says in the end of Beitza, Lamed Vav and Beis, that's an Isa derabonon. That's Misakan Mona. It's not misakan mona min atar. First of all, it's not a mona, a kli. Misakna bayochlim, the pashta says that the worst it could be is only the rabbanon. And then number two, it's not a misakan mona mili dalma terms. If you ask a goy, what did he accomplish? Nothing. He ripped off the berries. He didn't accomplish anything. It's al pi halacha. A person who knows how to learn will know he was just machshe the hodos. Calls man that had anov of merubim me'alov. It was a pasul hodos. Now made it a kosher hodos. So the same thing. Let's say you have non kosher tevel. You make it into chulam esukarim. They ask a goy, what did he accomplish? What did he accomplish? He gave me less food. Before I had 100% of the food, now he took away 2% from tumah gedolah, 10% ma'aser rishon, 9% ma'aser sheni. He took away 21% of the food. So I have less food to eat. So the goy will be upset. He didn't accomplish anything. He stole half of the food. Al pi halacha, that's called the tikkun. Before it was tevel, and now it's chulam esukarim. So that's Misakan Mona mid the Rabban. Two reasons why it's only the Rabban. One is because it's not a Mona, it's Oichlim, and secondly because the Tikkun is not in Mili Dalma terms, it's in Halacha terms.
Would you be able to do it on the first day of Sukkot to be able to say
Torah? No, so the Mishnah says you're not allowed to. Mishnah says you're not allowed to, even though it's only mid the Rabban.
That shows that the Rabban can't push off Torah.
Yeah, that's called Hemira Devreim, a Maka Mitzvah. They insist you have to observe the Dinim Derabbanon, even though by observing the Din Derabbanon you won't be able to observe it in their eyes. So let's say there's a bris on Shabbos, the baby was born on Shabbos, the bris, and the mother had to bring the knife. And the whole prohibition is only to carry in a karmelah. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to carry the knife on Shabbos, Hemira Devreim, a Makam Koris, even though if you won't perform bris milah will be an Issur Karis. It won't be an Issur Karis if you delay the bris till Sunday. It won't be Karis, but if the baby doesn't have a bris at all, and if he grows up and he's bar mitzvah, he doesn't take care of the bris milah, then there will be an Issur Karis on him. But the Gemara says, Hamida Devrema, Makom Karis. You're not allowed to violate the din of Karmelis, even though it means that you're not going to do the milah bizmana. Korban Pesach, let's say, a Gershon is guy Rav Pesach, but the Rabbanon is not allowed to bring Korban Pesach. Is it Issur Karis if you don't bring Korban Pesach? He won't be Chayv Karis, he'll bring Pesach Sheni. Okay. But the Chachamim usually insisted on observing the Dinam de Rabbanon, even if it means at the expense of going to observe a mitzvah min HaTorah. Yeah. So the Mishnah says, Eim Ematim B'yontif. Taisus says, and that long Taisus in Yuma, Lamed Heim and Al, says, Eim Ematim B'yontif is an Issur de Rabbanon. There in the Gilyan HaShas, Rabbi Kiveger is Mitzayin to a Mordechai B'shem Rav Yoh, who disagrees with Tosis. He thinks that that's a Mesakamon of their eyes. If you're going to be Memayit De'anovim, to be Machshirit, he thinks that it is Mesakamon of their eyes. But the Pashta says, we assume, more so like Tosis. They quote the Rav Yoh every so often in Shulchan Aruch, but usually, if Tosis disagrees with the Rav Yoh, we usually follow the Tosis.
Isn't that close?
I don't know. I don't know. Not necessarily. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to be Mamai. Then they quote the Tanner, Ablozer Reb Shimon, the son of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. He was in the cave with his father learning Zohar all those years when the Romans were chasing after the father. So the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was hiding in a cave. So his son was there with him, Ablozer Reb Shimon. The Gemara says, Ablozer Reb Shimon holds mematin. You are permitted to be mematin beyond his mutter. Gemara says, "I but it's mesakim mona." Why does he disagree with the other tanoim? Should be an isa mesakim mona. The Gemara says, "Ablozer Reb Shimon holds like his father shita that dov sheinim is kaven is mutter." So here he's plucking off the grapes. He's interested. He's plucking off the anovim, the berries that are growing on the hadas. It's not grapes. It's berries growing on the hadas stem. He's going to eat it. So it's a dov sheinim is kaven. He's plucking off the berries to eat them lachila. So therefore, it's a dov sheinim is kaven. What kind of dov sheinim is kaven? But it's a psik reisha. He knows that by plucking off the berries, you're going to be machshir the hados. Calls man that it has more anov of merubim meyalav, has more berries than it has leaves. It's puzzle. The guy's not an amoritz, and he knows that by plucking off and eating it, it's going to make it into kosher. So isn't it a psik reisha? Let it be osa. So the Gemara says lo tzvicha deisle hershaina achrita. He has other hadasim, and he can use the other hadasim for the mitzvah. He doesn't really need this. So why is it mutter? So the Orach interprets the Gemara to mean that psikresh de la nichale is mutter malecha Shabbos. Right, la nichale doesn't mean that he's upset about it. It means la ichpaslay. He doesn't care one way or the other. It's irrelevant as far as he's concerned. That's why la nichla means la ichbislay. It's la mala v'la merit.
How do other Rishonim learn this?
How did the other Rishonim learn this Gemara? Yeah, that's a good question. So Tosis suggests, Tosis gives the other Rishonim. Tosis gives another pshat in the Gemara. Where does Tosis give the other pshat? Huh?
Maybe if it's
their banana,
it'd be just
the source of the mitzvah. Let's see, what does they say? Parcha Mesakin Mono, Mukhamab Meskabin Lachila. He holds like his father, Reb Shimon, Dov Shem Meskabin is Mutu. Parcha Mori has the Kasha, the line below where it says in Taisa's Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel. So the quote in the Gemara, who Parich, the Gemara has the Kasha, Moid Reb Shimon, the Psikreshe, the Chule. It's a Psikreshe over here, by plucking off the berries in Makshre. And Mashani, the Gemara answers, like Tzricha. We're talking about a case. This le hashayin achrit. The adad hadas alma. What is the orach proof on the Gemara? What's his proof? Came the lanichal. He doesn't care about me. He doesn't need this. Lechayish b'haytikon. That's what it means. Leich v'slei. So leich v'slei. A psikreisha leich v'slei is muta. Avgab the psikreishehu. Yes. So how can you interpret the Gemara otherwise? So what does Tosis say? Raisa Orach, let's see the Tosis a few lines later. Raisa Orach, Ena Rais. Why are they Ena Rais? Eid matar Reb Shimon lezalaf yayin al gabi ha'ishim ikal meimar the mitzvah shiny. Why is that psik reishol anichal is muta b'maka mitzvah? Why should it be muta b'maka mitzvah? What is it only in Issa de Rabbanon? Psik reishol anichal ay? Psik reishol is only in Issa de Rabbanon. Why should it be the Rabbanon? Why shouldn't it be? B'maka mitzvah muta means it's only in Issa de Rabbanon, so b'maka mitzvah lagos b'Rabbanon. Why should psik reishol be in Issa de Rabbanon? Huh? It's a Dabba Hamaskavi. So if it's definitely going to happen, so Reb Shimon holds Psik Reisha is awesome and call it Tarkul is only awesome at the Rabbanon. The Pashto says not so. The Reb Shimon agrees.
This is Shabbat.
No. He's talking about the Gemara and Zvachim. We'll worry about the Hoshanas later. But what do they first say over here? First they're talking about Hamastanad Yan and Liam Zav Hal Gabi Hoishim. So he says that the Raya, he says the Raya from the Gemara, where is that again?
Rashi
says what?
Rashi
said Tif and Dakin, right, Rashi has a way out, but Tosis doesn't give that. Where is it again, the Tosis? Raya Sarach and Raya. Neither Mata Reb Shimon Zalaf Yana Gabi Huishim, so they don't give Rashi's answer. He can remember the mitzvah shiny. Mitzvah shiny is a difficult answer because Reb Shimon holds Psik Reishe in Kolat Harakul is an Issa Deraisa. That's the Gemara of Reb Lezer the Milo. The Gemara says Reb Yehuda Shita Dov Shani Miskaben Osar on Kolat Harakul is Deraisa. Reb Shimon holds Dov Shani Miskaben Mut except if it's a Psik Reishe also Deraisa and Kolat Harakul also an Issa Deraisa. In Hilchos Shabbos maybe everything is different, but in Kolat Harakul it's an Issa Deraisa. So what does Taisa say that the Maka Mitzvah is Mutter? What do you say? Yeah, he's not interested in being Mechab of the flame. He wants that the flame should evaporate the wine, that it should go up to the heavens, as if the gift is sent to the Rebbeinu Shlom, like when you burn Chelev on the Mizbech, so the smokestack goes up. See, he wants the fire to evaporate the wine. He knows in advance that a vadai will extinguish some of the flame. So they say it's a psikreshidol lenichalei is muta b'maka mitzvah. Shver avot, why is it muta b'maka mitzvah? If it would have been in Hilchos Shabbos, so psikreshidol lenichalei is a malach Hashem tzvicha l'gufa. It's a malach Hashem tzvicha l'gufa. That's the Bali Ateis disagree with the Aruch. The Ri disagrees with the Aruch. He holds a psikreshidol lenichalei is mutam in Atara, you're right. It's mutam in Atara because it's a malach Hashem tzvicha l'gufa. He couldn't care less one way or the other. So that's malach Hashem tzvicha l'gufa. So malach Hashem tzvicha l'gufa is awesome in the Rabbanan. So if you'd say that on Shabbos, psikshul nichale is mutam b'maka mitzvah, that I would understand. Because the whole Issa is only the Rabbanan to begin with. But if you're dealing with in Kol HaTorah Kula, you're dealing with the love of lo sichta hamechaba eish al gabi hamizbeach, that's not governed with the rule of Malachas Masheves. There's no rule of Ein Tzvicha Leguf over there. So how can you say that the Maka Mitzvah is Mutter? Well, what? It's an Issa Deraisa.
You say here it's different. It's Lonich Leklau. You Bedakta don't want the factory. It doesn't go on the
factory. Okay, it's a good point. So therefore one. But so still it's a Psigration.
It's worse than
a normal Psigration Lonich Leklau. Usually Psigration Lonich Leklau means he doesn't care one way or the other. Here he Bedakta doesn't want it to happen. But still, It should be an Issa Deraisa. If you're disagreeing with the Aruch, it should constitute an Issa Deraisa. Why is it all of a sudden Mutam and Maka Mitzvah? Yeah.
If he's not saying like Esei Docha Loisasei.
Esei Docha Loisasei. I don't think so. Because the Gemara says there, according to Reb Yehuda, that Dovah Sheinu Miskaven is Osir. So then you have no choice. So we learn out from a pasuk that there exists an institution of mistara v'odem yayin. You can donate a bottle of wine as a korban b'fnei atzmo. According to Rabbi, you have no choice. You can't pour it on the fire because dav sheni miskaben is also. You may be mechaber. Well, according to Rabbi, you have no choice. You have to say you yotze the korban by pouring it down the shisen, pouring it down the pipes. They could have said the same according to Reb Shimon. Pour it down the pipe. Well, says no. According to Reb Shimon, dav sheni miskaben mutter. So it's mutter min atorah. You're just dealing with an Issa Derabbanan. So b'maka mitzvah yamata. Why is it an Issa Derabbanan? If Rashi and Taisa say that it's a psik reshe, should be an Issa Deraisa, just like according to Rabbi Yudah, Davar Sheni Miskaven. You don't know whether yes or no is an Issa Deraisa. There's no room to negotiate. You can't say Mizalfa Agabi Hirishim. So you have to pour it down the sheets and say the same according to Rabbi Shimon. What are you going to say? That Issa Deraisa is to say the same according to Rabbi Yudah. Why should that depend on Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon, whether Davar Sheni Miskaven, Mutter, or Rasa? There's something missing over here. It's a very line in Tosfos.
It says here, Zohi Mitzvasa. That's the way to do the
mitzvah. Zohi Mitzvasa, the Gemara says, if you hold like Reb Shimon, they're allowed to do it. So then, if you hold like Reb Yudah, Dov Shem, and Miskamen, also, you can't say Zohi Mitzvasa. So you pour it down the Shisen. Say according to Reb Shimon also. You can't say Zohi Mitzvasa. If it's a Psikresha, it's an Issa Deraisa. Should be the same as Reb Yudah, you don't say Zohi Mitzvasa. Why is it mutter? That's a pella. That's a big problem. How did Tosfos knock it down to be a derabbanon? You're not talking about Hilcha Shabbos. He's talking about Issa lo sich be eish al gabi hamachaba eish al gabi hamizbeach. That should be an Issa deraisa. Yeah.
How does Rabbi know that Sikri is only calling now that it's awesome derabbanon for Tosfos? How does Rabbi know that on the deraisa level, Rabbi's assuming maybe it's a darbushin miskavi to be deraisa?
That's what the Aruch holds. Segregation on Nichol is mutar akola tarkula b'haray from the Gemara in Zvachin.
So Tosfos
wants to be matcha. They say rayas ha Aruch and a rayas, and they want to be misalak the rayas.
But Tosfos
says that they agree with the Aruch that Psikresha de lo nichalei on Shabbos is a tzad lahakel, that it's only the Rabbanon, because it's a malacha shein tzvicha legufa. Malacha shein tzvicha legufa is only din in Hilcha Shabbos. It doesn't apply in Kol HaTarkula. So Kol HaTarkula, they should say Psikresha is an Issa deraisa. What does it help if it's only nichalei? Unless you hold like the Aruch. The Aruch holds that the only reason why Psikresha is an Issa deraisa usually, because how can you say it's a Dov Sheni Miskaven? You're Miskaven for the Pulo HaMuteris, and it's a Vadas that the Pulo HaSur is going to follow. So that's a Dov HaMiskaven. Tosfos says the Psikresha makes it into a Dov HaMiskaven. So what is going to help that it's going to be a Psikresha of Lanichalim? The Aruch holds no, that it's not the same. You don't say that it's a Dov HaMiskaven. You don't say it's a Dov HaMiskaven. So by Shabbos, we understand what Tosfos said. By Shabbos, they agree with the Aruch on the level of the Raisa, that every psikresha de la nichale is a malacha shen tzvicha legufa, but they say malacha shen tzvicha legufa is also a derabbanan. But how do they say that it's mutam and atorim by shari surim? Malacha shen tzvicha legufa is only a kula in Hilcha Shabbos, not a kula in eish tami tukar ala mizbech loy sichbe. That's a big problem what they say. B'mokha mitzvah is mutam. Then how do they... Rice aruch and rice. Dahi the matter of Reb Shimon Zalfi al Gabi Hu Ishim. Ikalamein mitzvah shiny, very difficult. But chayne heid isle hashayna achriti. Ikalamein ma dushori wai mishum mitzvah. But makam mitzvah also mutter. They say, psik reish lo necha mutter ma makam mitzvah. What do you mean? Makam mitzvah means if I need it to fulfill the mitzvah of Dalamin. Gemara say, isle hashayna achriti. He has a different hadas. He plans to use the other hadas. He doesn't plan to use this one. So how is that for makam mitzvah's mutter?
Maybe he wants to use this one,
he
has another one. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense.
So if he wants to use this one, so why is it in the first place? Why is it a psikresha l'nichalei? The Aruch says it's a psikresha l'nichalei. He doesn't care one way or the other. What do you mean? He plans to use this one. He doesn't want to use the other one.
He can use whatever he wants. That doesn't mean anything. He has choices now. So what I'm doing now is.
So why is that a psikresha dula nichala? He doesn't care. He does care. He wants to have the choice. He wants to have the ability to either use this orders or that orders. That's not called psikresha de nichala.
Yes. Right now he's eating the berries. So the slide later.
It's grama. It's in your hands. You don't have direct attention to.
It's grama.
I
don't think it. I don't think it's grama.
He just wants to eat berries. What's wrong with eating berries?
But he knows that by plucking, eating berries, that's fine. But plucking off the berries is maksha.
What's in his mind?
Yeah. What's in his mind? So the Gemara says, Isla Shaina Achrita, so he's not thinking about using this one.
In other words,
so he's not thinking, how can he say that Bamaka Mitzvah is Mutta? He's not planning to.
I don't know for sure. I can't make an issue out of it.
You don't know for sure. So that's also called psikrei shedol anichalei. It's a difficult.
Now it's darabanan because it's melacha mashavet. Can we say that?
Why is it a lack of malachas mashav? This means that it's a malachas shein tzvich on the gufa. He's misakin mana. He's plucking off the bear, but he doesn't plan to use this one for the.
Or darabanan. Therefore, malachas mitzvah is okay.
But there is no malachas mitzvah if he doesn't plan to use this one. So how can you say that by malachas mitzvah we allow you to violate an issa darabanan? There is no malachas mitzvah. He doesn't plan to use it. Same difficulty on another. He said, but Makkah Mitzvah is Mutter. Why is Makkah Mitzvah a mitigating factor by the Eish Tamituk Alam is Beach? There is no din of Malacha Shein Tzvich HaLeGufa. There should be an Issa Deraisa. The Psikresha should be an Issa Deraisa. And over here, if it's Malacha Shein Tzvich HaLeGufa, he doesn't plan to use this. He doesn't plan to use it. Why is it the Makkah Mitzvah Mutter? So you say he may or may not want to use it. So that's enough, since he may or may not, that's enough to make it that it's a malacha shein tzvich al gufa, that it's only the rabbanon, because he may not want to use it. That's a shvere vort. Let's say a guy bakes, guy cooks food on Shabbos. So if he cooks the food, he throws it in the garbage. It's a malacha shein tzvich al gufa. He cooks the food, he doesn't know if he's going to eat it, or he may throw it in the garbage. He may get guests on Shabbos. He bakes a ton of cookies. The guest may not eat the cookies, so he serves the cookies, nobody eats it. So it's a gloy mos mafer, that's a malacha shein tzvich al gufa. He baked and he does not know what he's going to use it. The fact that he may or may not use it, that's a tzvich al gufa. But would you consider that the cooking, would you consider that malacha shein tzvich al gufa, because he may or may not need the cookies for the guests? He may not, that's not cool. He may need it for the guests. He may need it, that's a tzvich al gufa. See here also, he's plucking off the berries, knowing quite well that he may or may not want to use these hadassim. He may or may not want to use this hadass. So why is not a tzvich al gufa?
Once you say it's the rabbanon, then it's not much of a problem.
Less of a problem, maskim. It's only the whole malacha that you're violating is only the rabbanon. Okay. So it's less of a problem. Din the Rabbanon also, you don't just throw at the din of the Rabbanon.
By the karma mizbeach, isn't that the only way that he can do the karma?
No. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Dov Hashem Miskaben is Aser, so there's no eitzah to sprinkle on the fire, because it may or may not cause kibbutz. So you have no choice. You have to say that you pour down the shisim. So it's the same according to Rabbi Shimon. So you have no choice, because there's going to be a psikresh of kibbutz. So pour it down the shisim. Who tells you that you're permitted to throw it on the fire? The Gemara thought a svari. If according to Rabbi Shimon, davar shein miskaven mutter, you're not in violation of lo sichbe. So it makes more sense. This is the korban. This is not menchas and this came in conjunction with the korban. This is the korban. If you have a korban, you have to have lo ishim. You have to put something on the fire. So this is a korban bifnei atzmai of a gallon of wine. So what's going to be lo ishim? So according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no issue involved. There's no iser. So sprinkle it on the fire. So that will evaporate it. Yeah. But if you say there is a problem according to Rabbi Shimon, so you say the same as Rabbi Yehuda. Pour it down the shisim. You have no brera. Pour it down the shisim. The Gemara says, no. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's no problem. So therefore, hasvara no senes, you should sprinkle it on. Why is there no problem? If the old psikresha de la nichalei, psikresha de la nichalei is still an issa. The only mitigating factor is that it's melacha shein tzvich legufo. Melacha shein tzvich legufo is only din hilchos Shabbos. It doesn't apply to the love of lo sichbe.
The Gemara in Shabbos in Rabbi Zmila referenced had machlokas between Abai and Rabba. I think whether initially Rabba thought I think that psik resha of itself was mutter and called her kula, but nonetheless Abai, everybody knew that there was a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about machshin tzicha legufa. So apparently you could have fathomed the situation, and Rabba thought this at a certain point. That
psikresha de nichalei is called the dov sheinim miskaven. He's right. Only interested in this, and that happens by itself.
Right.
So Rabbi originally thought that that's called dov sheinim miskaven. The same machlokes of Yehuda Reb
Shimon. So even the maskana, and even though melachshin tzichel gufa was initially derived and called terakula, psikresha de nichalei is mutter and called terakula. So even the maskana that psikresha de nichalei is aser in called terakula and hilchos Shabbos. Maybe there's, even though Tosa says psikresha lo nichalei, the same thing as machshin and tzicha legufa, but maybe that Tosa is a little bit lacked after. Tosa is talking about Hilchos Shabbos, they have the same dinner. Okay, Psikri Shalom Yichla is really a different category in Kol Terakula. Just like the Gemara thought, had a Havamino, that Psikri Shalom Yichla is...
Psikri Shalom Yichla is Dabashem Miskabe.
Is Dabashem Miskabe. So Maskana, Tosus thinks, even though Tosus compares Lachashin Sir Lufa and Psikri Shalom Yichla, Tosus only comparing them to Hoshamis, when they're both only Asher and Rabban. But in Kol Terakula, Tosus would be masking that Psikri Shalom Yichla is Nisha Darabban, while Lachashin Sir Lufa is Nisha Darabban.
Segregation of the Nichal and Kola Terakula is only Nisa the Rabbanim. Why should it only be the Rabbanim? What's the mitigating factor?
The
Gemara says in that Sugya and Rav Lezer and the Mila, Psikreshe of cutting off the Negatzaras is a Nisa the Raisa, according to Rav Shimon. According to Rav Yehuda, every Dabbe Shani Miskaben is Osir.
Is that Nichal in that case?
Okay.
So that's Nisa the Raisa, but it's Nichal. But the Gemara may still think that Psikresha is the only place Darshan and Miskavim. Tosa says that Machshin Zichel
Gufa. But then the Gemara, that's exactly what they rejected, that Psikresha is a Dabba HaMiskavim.
Psikresha is the Nichalai, but the Gemara doesn't address Psikresha the only Nichalai. Rabbi is assuming that Machshin Zichel Gufa and Psikresha Nichalai have to be the same thing, as the Tosa says, that they're really the same thing.
The Oroch holds that every Psikresha and Nichalai is Dabba Shein Miskavim.
Right. But
and Tosa disagrees. Tosa says it's not correct.
Tosa, everybody's masking that there's some world in which Psikresh Dilo Nichalei and Lachashin Zich Gufa are different, because again the Gemara have a mina that Psikresh Dilo Nichalei is mutter. So Psikresh Dilo Nichalei is mutter. Certainly Psikresh Dilo Nichalei is also mutter in Kol Terakula.
Okay, but that was rejected.
That was rejected by Psikresh Dilo Nichalei. Maybe Psikresh Dilo Nichalei, the Gemara didn't reject it. Maybe Psikresh Dilo Nichalei.
But the Aruch says like that.
But maybe
that's what Tosis disagrees.
Tosis disagrees and says that's an Issa Drabban. Maybe he doesn't think that's an Issa Drabban.
Okay. I mean, they basically, in principle, they agree with the Aruch. They agree with the Aruch is right. So why do they have to be Machmim with the Rabbanim?
Because it's the same thing as Psikresha almost. It's almost the same thing as Machshin Zichel Gufa. It's that Machshin Zichel Gufa and Psikresha, the Lonichalai, are so similar that all the Rishon trying to figure out what the difference is.
Okay, you got no choice. He said, you have no choice. The Torah Tosis agrees that the Aruch is right. The psikresha la nichle is called Dabba Shein Miskaven. It's only a chumim by the rabban. It's a makam mitzvah that goes by rabban. But you still don't explain why is it called makam mitzvah by the hadassim. Explained by the
zvikas hadassim. That's a bakash, like a reset.
So it's a double the rabban. The whole malacha in the first place is only the rabbanon, and it's a psikresha la nichle is the rabbanon. But where's the makam mitzvah? But he doesn't plan to use it. They say because there is a possibility that he'll use it. So that's also called makam mitzvah.
You don't need him.
You don't need a makam mitzvah.
Tosas, you need a makam mitzvah.
Ah, that's a shveri, yeah. Nah,
that's right.
There is a machlokes in Gittin, the Ches on the days, where the shvus is mutter, but makam mitzvah only by Mila or in all mitzvahs. So we pask in all mitzvahs is mutter. So that's the first day in Tosas, going with that shita. The way we pask in Shalach, the shvus, the shvus, makam mitzvah is mutter, every mitzvah. Second day in Tosas wants to avoid that. They don't want to say shvus, the shvus, mutter, makam mitzvah. They came up with a new pshat, newfangled pshat. Why over here it's mutter? But the pashtus is like the first pshat in Tosis. The way we pass them, that shvus dushus makam mitzvah is mutter. So that's what it means in this gemara. The second pshat is a big doichek, a very big doichek. Okay, so you have to say minat Torah. Tosis agrees with the Aruch. They're only made a chumer mid rabban. They just say the Aruch is insufficient evidence. The two rais that he brought, the rai from Zvachim daf Tzadik Aleph. Right from Sukkah Daf Lama Gimel, you can be matcha. Both rabbis say that since in Atar the Orach is really right, Psikresha and Nichal is muta. So the makam mitzvah that goes brabam. Okay. So Nachamo. So what the Rabbeinu Tam got stuck in our Gemara? What was the problem? Rabbeinu Tam held that there's no Isra Malaben if you're squeezing out beer or something like that. There's no prohibition on Malabin because you're not really making, you're going to have to wash the beggar out again with water now. I think to soak it, the Rabbein and Tam would agree, Shriyos Zogibus, I think he would agree that that is a malacha. But to squeeze it out, that he thinks that that's not a malacha. So the Ribala Tosis says that maybe he's wrong. He's not so convinced that that's right. But according to Rabbein and Tam, to squeeze out Shem Mashkim is not an Isa. Then, and the Isa of Disha is only if you're going to use the Mashkim Ayot, so we're not going to use it. So there's no Issa, so he doesn't understand what's in our Gemara. What's in our Gemara? Because it should be a Psikresha de la Nichalai. Psikresha de la Nichalai, the Rabbeinu Tam holds like the Yoruch, Psikresha de la Nichalai is Mutter, so why is there a problem over here? So the Rebbe says, we don't accept the Yoruch. You see from our Gemara, Psikresha de la Nichalai is Asa. Yeah. So the Aruch got stuck. How's the Aruch going to read Agamara? Agamara seems to say Psigreshul and Nichol is awesome. So at the end of the Taisa, they quote a whopper of a new shot from the Aruch, that the issue that he's concerned about is not so much the squeezing out. That's what Rashi and Rabbein Tam learned, the squeezing out of the cloth that has a lot of the beer absorbed, and the beer is halach libut, and guns in a different issue. A mesakin mana, are you mevatel l'shmata agav the spigot on the keg of beer? You mevatel it to become part of the kli. Guns in a new pshat. The Taisa says they can't understand what in the world that's all about. That's what the Taisa says at the end. Ba'orach, the last four lines. Ba'orach pirish loshen acher. Misuchraya din azais astimis agigas al shecha asa laduka shamet tivak lastim eitzel agigas v'yasekli v'shabbos. The shmata is becoming part of the keg. So they says they don't see how it fits into the Gemara at all. The Poshim Shabbos is because he's squeezing out. So that's where the Rabbeinu Tam's kasha. Mitam melabena doesn't apply. The Rabbeinu Tam thinks there's no melabe. Mitam dishut shouldn't apply because it should be a psikreshut ala nichalei. So he comes against the Yorcha, says, we hope Sikreshul L'Nichle is awesome at the Rabban. That's the Pshat in Agmar. Sikreshul L'Nichle is awesome at the Rabban.
Why is Tosfos only called the Aruch? Doesn't Rabbein Tam have to say the same answer? Is it the same as the Aruch or Agmar?
He has to say something.
Yeah, I presume that Rabbein Tam was at the Aruch.
No, the Rabbein Tam in Sefer Yosher just has Bekitzer, the beginning of the text. He just tells that there's no Malabein Bashar Mashkim, and Dosh is only if he plans to use the Mashkim Ayotzim, because otherwise it's Psigreshul L'Nichalei, and Agamar he does not Pshat. You have to hold from the second shot, the end of the Taisa, the last four lines. That's a wild shot, yeah. But in the Sefer Yosher it doesn't say. Taisa suggests maybe that's a way to save the Rabbeinu Tam, to say the other shot. But it's a wild shot. Taisa says it's dechik. It doesn't really fit into the Gemara. Okay. Then the Gemara asks the Kasha from the new. Okay. Enough of that. This is a famous Tami. Sigreshu de la Nichalei. Sigreshu de la Nichalei. Reb Simcha Zelig was the, how do we pass on Shulchan Aruch, they quote that it's a machlokes. Reb Simcha Zelig was a dayan by Reb Chaim in Brisk. Chaim knew him from Valozhin. He picked him as a dayan in Brisk. So he was so kofuf to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim would, they tell all of us, Reb Chaim was once mekel on something, a tziruf of eight different svaris lahakel. Reb Simcha Zelig was known as a mekel. He would be mekel on any one of the eight bifnei atzma, without the tziruf of the other seven. He felt that Rab Chaim thought it's a possibility, that's the halacha. So because Rab Chaim, there's a difficulty in the Rambam, the difficulty is this, here take a look in the Gemara, the last two lines on Vavim Beis, Amapis Mursa, that's a Mishnah in Adias, and it's quoted in the Masechah Shabbos a few times. Amapis Mursa b'Shabbos m'lasla pechai v'lhotz man alecha potter amuter. So the top Rashi writes on Zayim and Aleph that Shmuel says in Shabbos Gimel and Aleph. Shmuel says in Masechah Shabbos. Whenever it says Potter of Shabbos, it means Potter of Avolos, except for three cases. This one of the three. Mafis Mursa, Lohotz Mimen Alecha, Potter and Mutter. Why? Because it's a Melocha Shein Tzvicha Regufa, or Mavakim Sarah Lagaz Barabon. That's what the Gemara says. So the problem is that the Rambam Paskin Melocha Shein Tzvicha Regufa is Daraisa. So how can he paskin lohotz men alecha potter amuter? The Gemara says lohotz men alecha is based on the assumption that malachas shein tzvicha legufa is muter manater asam the rabbanon, welcome tzar legos berabbanon. But if the Rambam paskin zayin tzvicha legufa is deraisa, so how is there room to be made? So basically, this is the kasha that Tosfos asks. Tosfos asks the kasha over here. On the top Taisus on Zayinam and Aleph, the end of that Taisus that comes from Vav on the Bay, Zayinam and Aleph. So the last few lines Taisus asks that Kasha. And Taisus in Shabbos, that Gimel and Aleph, quotes the Kasha from the Bahag, from the Alochas Gedar, that's a Kasha Shmuel on Shmuel. Shmuel himself holds that Malocha Shein Tzvich Lugufa Zenisa Deraisa. So how can Shmuel say that there are three cases where the Mishnah says uses the Loshin Potter, means Potter and Mutter? And it's Pater Muta based on the assumption Ein Tzvicha Leguf is only the Rabbanon, Rokam Tzara Legoz Rabbanon, but Shmuel holds Ein Tzvicha Leguf is an Issa Derais. So the Bahag gives an answer. He says, when Shmuel said the three cases are Pater Muta, it's not a Liba Denafshei. He would hold that it's asa, because he holds ain't smicha legufas and he said deraisa. He says, the Mishnah says, potter ramutter, if the din would have been like Rab Shimon, it would have been potter mutter, but I personally hold the din is like Rab Yudah, so it's potter avalasa. So the answer that the Baha gave doesn't fit in with the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like Rab Yudah, ain't smicha legufas and isa deraisa, and he still paskins lahitzim imen alecha as potter ramutter. Based on the assumption, ain't zvicha l'gufa is only the rabbanim. How comes out of God's rabbanim? What do you mean? But the Rambam ain't zvicha l'gufa is there. I said that's the kasha. That's the kasha. Then the Menas Chinuch has a slew of other kashas on Rambams. There are several Rambams where the Rambam is describing malachas and he says it's a malacha if you plan to use the toitzor. What do you have to plan to use the toitzor? If the dinner would have been like Reb Shimon, ain't zvicha l'gufa is only the rabbanim. So you want to make it into a zvicha l'gufa, so you have to plan to use the toitzor. But the Rambam paskens like Rav Yudah, ain't zvicha l'gufa is a malacha deraisa. What does he add on? Around 10 different places. He plans to use the taitzor, the result of what he's doing. That's shaloi kalacha. He paskens, ain't zvicha l'gufa is deraisa. So the Menach HaSchinuch has 10 kashas, he doesn't have a teres. So there's a famous teres. This is from Makevus HaMishnah on the Rambam. Makevus HaMishnah always give the most bland interpretation of the Rambam. Whenever there's a kasha, so he says, the Rambam never said that, he meant this. And he says, the Rambam is quoting a Yerushalmi, and that's what it says in the Yerushalmi. Always very bland. Sometimes it's boring, and it's hard to believe that that's what the Rambam says. And sometimes it hits the nail on the head. That's exactly what the Pshat and the Rambam is. So he has a very long essay, goes on and on and on. The old editions of the Makevus HaMishnah, there's no paragraph, there's no periods, and no sentences. So this goes on, one long sentence, goes on for 6 pages. The upshot of what he said is, b'kitzer, that the Rambam distinguishes between Ovis and Toldus. That the Rambam holds that Ovis ain't Svicha L'gufa is their Isa, but Toldus ain't Svicha L'gufa, that's only the Rabban. So by the Mafis Mursa, L'hotzi b'men Alecho, Mafis Mursa is a Malacha der Isa. Isa Pesach is a Malacha der Isa. Lasus L'peh Chayef, it's a Malacha der Isa. It's a Malacha der Isa, either Bona or Makaba Patish, but it's not the Av. The maximum it can be is going to be the Toldus. So there, the Rambam holds, ain't Svicha L'gufa is only the Rabbanu. By Toldus, ain't Svicha L'gufa is Rabbanu. So that's how the Makevus HaMishnah for emphasis the Shvera Rambams. Most people don't read Makevus HaMishnah because it's so long. Usually this one is very long. This one is very long. So Rabitzel Aponovezha was one of the big geniuses who died around 100 years ago. Rabitzchak Rabinovich. Chaim considered him the biggest Baal Mechadish of the generation. He had a lot of times wild chidushim. Halacha l'maaseh, all the gedolim said you shouldn't follow what he said because he wasn't bound by the Shulchan Aruch. He was very wild. So here he says the same as the Makevus HaMishnah. He said the same teretz. They quote in his name. We have very little that he wrote, but they quote in his name that he said the same teretz. That the Rambam distinguishes between Ovis and Toldus. That by Tolda, Ein Svicha L'gufa is only the Rabban, because there's a fundamental difference between an Av and a Tolda. A Tolda means, if I did a Av means the Pula that was done in the Mishkan. Tolda means a different Pula, but it's done for the same purpose as the Av Malacha. So if it's a different Pula is done for a different purpose, so there's no reason that it should be labeled as a Tolda. Tolda Ein Svicha L'gufa, by definition, it's called a Tolda. That's Iran and Shabbos sounds like that. Iran writes on his own, not the Faran Fisher Ramas. Iran is talking about Musach Raisa Din Azaisa. At the end of Perik Yudalik, Masecha Shabbos. So the Iran on the Rif writes like that. That the Tolda in Svicha L'gufa is only the Rabbanim. So Egle Tal finds it hard to believe. How can it be that that's what the Iran said? Isn't it against the Gemara, the first Daf and Bava Kamma? But the Gemara says there's no difference between an Av and a Tolda. The only difference is historical. Whatever was in the Mishkan is an Av, whatever wasn't in the Mishkan is a Tolda. Let the Gemara say there's a difference. By Ein Svicha L'gufa, that by Ovis Ein Svicha L'gufa is the Raisa, by Tolda's Ein Svicha L'gufa is the Rabbanu. So Mr. Tommy, you have to answer. So he says the Ran never said it. He said the Ran never said it. But the simple reading of the Ran said it. That's exactly what the Makevus HaMishnah says and what the Rav Yitzchak Aponovich said. The teretz on the Gemara is, the Gemara said when you have something that's a Tolda, and something that's an Av, there's no difference la'alach between an Av and a Tolda. The Ran didn't mean to say that there's a Kula in Tolda that doesn't apply to Ovis. There's not a Kula in Svicha L'gufa. If you do a Tolda in Svicha L'gufa, by definition, it's not a Tolda. It's only Malacha. It's a different Pa'ula. The Pa'ulas that were done in the Mishkan, that's an Av. If you have a different Pa'ula, but you do it for the same purpose as the Malacha in the Mishkan, the fact that he did it for the same purpose, they bring about the same result, makes it into a Tolda. But if you do something not the same pool, then do it for a different purpose. It's an insmich legufa, so there's no reason in the world that it should be labeled. There's a malocha. It's not the same pu'ula. It's not done for the same tachlis. So by definition, it's not a tolda. That's the teretz on the Gemara. The Gemara said there's no difference between an av and a tolda once you've established that it's a malocha of a tolda. But you can't label it as a tolda for Zain Svich Lugum. So tolda means done for the same purpose. Yeah.
According to Rashi, that it's negative two versus positive. Rashi is
by Zain Svich Lugufa, yeah.
That source should also apply by a tolda. So Zain Svich Lugufa means it's a different purpose, and that should apply by tolda. But negative two versus positive, maybe that should also apply.
Right, right, right. This answer on the Rambam, this only makes sense if you adopt Tosfos' definition. That's right. Adopt Tosfos' definition. You're right. According to Rashi, the definition of Ein Svicha L'Gufa means I'm doing a malacha to prevent a situation from deteriorating. So is that called Mesakein or is it not called Mesakein? It's not Mekalkal, but it's not Mesakein. You have to have Mesakein. So according to Rashi, it doesn't really make sense to make this distinction. That's the question. Does the Rama hold from Rashi's definition or does it hold from Tosfos' definition? So this whole suggestion to answer the difficult Rambam is on the assumption that the Rambam holds like Tosfos' definition, which is very questionable. It could well be that the Rambam really seems to hold like Rashi's definition, that the topic of Ein Svicha L'Gufa is a subcategory of Mesakein and Mekalkel, in which case the Opshat doesn't apply. You are right. That's a very strong point. Okay, we need it tomorrow. We'll start from the Gemara, the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph. Masra Chizda. Okay, Shinaitis.
Everyone, what's happening with Wednesday, the airport?
Yeah, I think we have an 11th.